Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are about to give a joint press conference. The AP's Sagar Bargani has more on today's meeting.
A wink, a smirk, and a slouch. The two leaders sat in Helsinki's presidential palace, where the president at one point winked at Putin, hours after tweeting U.S.-Russia relations have never been worse and putting the blame on America.
We have not been getting along very well.
But he says the world wants to see them get along and thinks they will end up with an extraordinary relationship.
I think we have great opportunities together.
Sagar Bargani, Washington.
Protesters gathered in Helsinki to demonstrate against the long-awaited summit between President Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin. The march was organized by the grassroots coalition Helsinki Against Trump and Putin. Tina Aspiala is one of the protesters.
I don't think these protests will stop the meeting, but I feel like when it comes out here, it's more of a global solidarity against a lot of things that are messed up.
Among the protesters were multicolored flag-waving, gay rights supporters, anti-fascists, families and feminists. One sign read, "A woman's place is in the resistance." AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports China's WTO challenge on $200 billion in new tariffs might not impact the United States much, but could generate international support for Beijing.
The Trump administration so far has been fairly indifferent to the WTO, so there's no indication yet that it would cause the U.S. government to do anything. However, this does give China street cred, so to speak, as a loyal member of the WTO. Other governments have been irked by the fact that Trump went outside the WTO, which is supposed to be the global trade regulator.
The challenge comes less than a week after the new tariffs were announced. This is VOA News. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini on Monday said that if she were a journalist, she would ask U.S. President Donald Trump who he considered as his friends. Mogherini was responding to comments made by Trump in an interview with CBS News, where he described the European Union as a foe.
We have many other friends in the world. Canada, South Korea, Japan. Tomorrow we're signing a trade agreement with Japan. Australia, New Zealand. Today and tomorrow I'm hosting here the foreign ministers of all the Latin American and Caribbean countries, Africa, and you name it. So we have very clear in mind who our friends are.
Mogherini said a change in the administration doesn't change the friendship between countries and peoples, and the European Union considers the United States friends. Turkey says Syrian Kurdish militiamen haven't completed their withdrawal but are still pulling out of a strategic town in northern Syria. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
Turkey and the United States announced last month they had reached an agreement for the militia, known as the People's Protection Units, or YPG, to leave Manbij. On Sunday, the U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Manbij Military Council said the YPG completed its withdrawal, removing a major source of tension between Washington and Ankara. But Turkey's foreign ministry says those reports are exaggerated and didn't reflect the truth. The ministry says the YPG is still pulling out of areas where Turkish and U.S. forces have been conducting separate patrols. Turkey has labeled the YPG a terrorist group and linked it to its own Kurdish insurgency. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Nearly 200 migrants were brought to the Italian port of Pozzallo early Monday aboard an Italian Coast Guard ship sailing under the Frontex agency mission. VOA's Philip Alexio reports.
Italy's interior minister had vowed to prohibit further disembarking in Italy of migrants who were rescued while crossing the Mediterranean Sea unless the burden is shared by other EU countries. Germany, Spain, and Portugal each agreed to accept 50 of the migrants, following similar offers by fellow European Union members France and Malta on Saturday. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Iran said on Monday that if U.S. President Donald Trump wants to negotiate after pulling the United States out of the international deal meant to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons, Mr. Trump would have to initiate the call. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited a southern Israeli town bordering Gaza Monday that was pummeled by rockets from the Strip over the weekend. He told the community leaders there that Israel is engaged in a lengthy battle. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA1.